Have you ever noticed those quiet moments in a relationship when something feels off? Not dramatically wrong, but like there is an invisible wall between you and your partner that you cannot quite explain. Those subtle signs that make you question if he is truly ready to connect on a deeper level. The truth is, emotional unavailability rarely announces itself. Instead, it whispers through patterns so subtle that many women spend months or even years trying to decode what their intuition is telling them about their relationship. This is Amanda Collins, and you are listening to the Better Love Podcast, where we explore the deeper truths about creating authentic, lasting connections. Today, we are diving into a topic that touches the heart of so many relationship struggles: the subtle indicators that signal when someone might not be emotionally available for the kind of connection you desire. As a relationship expert, I have observed how emotional unavailability often manifests in ways that are easy to rationalize or dismiss. It shows up in those moments when he deflects a deeper conversation with a joke, or when vulnerability is met with subtle distance rather than connection. These patterns can leave you questioning your own perceptions and wondering if you are simply being too sensitive. Throughout today's episode, we will explore the hidden signals that indicate emotional unavailability, moving beyond the obvious signs to understand the nuanced behaviors that might be affecting your relationship. You will gain clarity on recognizing these patterns and, more importantly, learn how to address them effectively. We will examine how to distinguish between normal boundaries and true emotional unavailability, understand the unconscious mechanisms behind these behaviors, and develop strategies for creating the deeper connection you desire. By the end of our time together, you'll have the insights and tools needed to navigate these challenging relationship dynamics with confidence and clarity. Let us begin by looking at one of the most common ways emotional unavailability first appears in relationships. Let me share a story about Rachel, a successful marketing executive who prided herself on her ability to read people and situations clearly. She had been dating Michael for 8 months, and on the surface, everything seemed perfect. He was attentive, successful, and they shared similar interests and values. What caught Rachel's attention were the subtle patterns that emerged during their time together. Whenever she would bring up deeper topics about their relationship or share vulnerable moments from her past, Michael would skillfully redirect the conversation with a witty comment or suddenly remember an urgent work matter. He was never unkind about it. In fact, his deflections were so smooth that at first, Rachel questioned whether she was simply overthinking things. As their relationship progressed, Rachel noticed how Michael could spend hours discussing business strategies or current events, yet would become distinctly uncomfortable when conversations turned toward emotions or future plans. He would respond to her heartfelt messages with casual emojis, or take hours to reply to meaningful conversations while remaining consistently responsive about practical matters. The turning point came during a weekend getaway when Rachel finally gathered the courage to address these patterns directly. Instead of approaching it as criticism, she shared her observations with curiosity and compassion. To her surprise, Michael did not become defensive. Instead, he revealed his own awareness of these behaviors, patterns he had developed after a series of challenging relationships. Through open dialogue and professional support, they began working together to build emotional awareness and create space for deeper connection. Michael learned to recognize his automatic deflections, while Rachel developed skills in addressing emotional distance without triggering withdrawal. Their journey highlighted how emotional unavailability often manifests in subtle ways, and how addressing it requires patience, understanding, and clear communication. This brings us to an important question. How can you distinguish between someone who is temporarily guarded and someone who is genuinely emotionally unavailable? Let us explore the key differences. The subtle signs Rachel noticed in her relationship highlight an important truth about emotional unavailability. It is not always as obvious as we might think. Many believe emotional unavailability manifests as complete emotional shutdown with someone who never shares feelings or shows affection. Yet the reality is far more nuanced. Emotional unavailability often presents itself through inconsistent behaviors. You might experience moments of deep connection followed by unexplained distance, or encounter someone who can discuss practical matters openly while skillfully deflecting conversations about feelings or relationship growth. These patterns can be particularly confusing because they send mixed signals about someone's capacity for emotional intimacy. Another misconception is that emotional unavailability only affects people with traumatic backgrounds or difficult past relationships. The truth is that anyone can develop patterns of emotional unavailability, regardless of their history. Various life experiences, learned behaviors, or even current circumstances can contribute to someone's difficulty with emotional connection. Understanding this helps you approach the situation with more compassion while maintaining clear boundaries about your own emotional needs. Perhaps most importantly, emotional unavailability is not always a conscious choice. Many people are unaware of their own patterns of emotional distance. These behaviors often develop as protective mechanisms, becoming automatic responses that shield them from perceived emotional risks. This unconscious nature makes it particularly challenging to address without clear communication and professional support. As we explore the core signs of emotional unavailability, you'll learn to identify specific patterns that indicate when someone might not be emotionally ready for the kind of connection you seek. These indicators go beyond surface-level observations and reveal deeper truths about emotional capacity in relationships. Understanding these signs will help you make more informed decisions about investing your time and emotional energy. Understanding emotional unavailability goes far deeper than identifying complete emotional shutdown or obvious distance. The subtle signs often hide in plain sight, woven into everyday interactions that might seem perfectly normal at first glance. One of the most telling indicators appears in how he handles emotional conversations. You might notice your partner smoothly redirecting serious discussions toward lighter topics, using humor to deflect, or suddenly becoming busy when deeper connections start to form. This pattern creates a subtle barrier that keeps the relationship skating on the surface. Communication patterns offer another crucial window into emotional availability. You might receive intense attention one week, followed by unexplained distance the next. He could be consistently responsive about practical matters while becoming mysteriously unavailable when emotional support is needed. These inconsistencies often leave you questioning your own perceptions. Physical intimacy can become a substitute for emotional connection. You might notice he is comfortable with physical closeness, but creates distance when conversations turn to feelings or future plans. This imbalance often manifests as passionate moments followed by emotional withdrawal. When discussing the future, pay attention to how he engages. An emotionally unavailable partner keeps future talks vague and hypothetical. You might notice he changes the subject when specific plans arise, or he maintains a perpetual state of uncertainty about relationship progression. The expression of emotional needs presents another subtle yet significant indicator. You might find yourself constantly interpreting his feelings because he struggles to articulate them directly. When you express your own emotional needs, he might seem uncomfortable or dismiss them as being too demanding. Look for patterns in how he maintains relationship boundaries. An emotionally unavailable partner often creates invisible barriers, keeping certain aspects of his life separate or maintaining strict control over the level of intimacy. This compartmentalization can feel like hitting an invisible wall in the relationship. The tendency to rationalize emotional distance often appears through logical explanations for emotional withdrawal. You might hear sophisticated reasons why deeper commitment is not possible right now, or why emotional discussions should wait for a better time. These explanations sound reasonable, but serve to maintain emotional barriers. Understanding these patterns allows you to make informed decisions about your relationships. By recognizing these subtle signs early, you gain the power to address them directly or make choices that honor your need for emotional connection. As we move forward, let us explore specific strategies for handling these situations effectively. Now that we understand these subtle signs of emotional unavailability, let us explore how to document and address them effectively in your dating life. Start by creating a simple notes section in your phone specifically for tracking relationship patterns. After each interaction, take 2 minutes to record specific moments that caught your attention. When you notice emotional deflection, document the exact situation. For instance, if you express feeling hurt about a canceled plan and he responds by making jokes or changing the subject, write down his precise words and your emotional response. This creates a clear pattern you can reference later. Pay particular attention to the timing of emotional distance. If he becomes less responsive after moments of vulnerability or starts pulling away after relationship discussions, note these patterns. Include specific examples, such as taking hours to respond to emotional messages while remaining quick to answer casual texts. Practice direct communication about your observations. Instead of saying you never open up, try, "I have noticed that when I share my feelings about our future, you often change the subject. Could we talk about what makes these conversations challenging?" This approach opens dialogue without triggering defensiveness. Set clear expectations for emotional engagement in your relationship. Express your need for emotional connection directly. "Having deeper conversations about our feelings is important to me. Could we set aside time each week to check in with each other?" This establishes a framework for building emotional intimacy. Watch carefully for how he responds to these attempts at deeper connection. Does he engage meaningfully or find reasons to avoid these conversations? His response provides valuable information about his capacity for emotional availability and willingness to grow. When you notice rationalization patterns, gently challenge them. If he consistently explains away emotional distance with work stress or timing issues, acknowledge his perspective while expressing your needs. "I understand work is demanding right now. How can we maintain our emotional connection despite these challenges?" Look for positive signs of progress, such as him initiating emotional conversations or showing vulnerability. These moments indicate a genuine effort to develop emotional availability. However, maintain realistic expectations about the pace of change. As we move forward, let us examine the common challenges you might face when addressing emotional unavailability and explore effective strategies for navigating these situations. As you work to identify and address emotional unavailability in your relationships, several challenges may arise. One of the most common difficulties is distinguishing between healthy boundaries and true emotional unavailability. The key lies in observing patterns rather than isolated incidents. When you notice potential signs of emotional unavailability, you might worry about appearing too demanding or pushing him away by addressing these concerns. Instead of keeping silent, focus on expressing observations without judgment. Frame conversations around specific situations and your feelings rather than making broad statements about his behavior. Managing your own emotional responses during this process can feel overwhelming. You might experience anxiety, frustration, or self-doubt when faced with emotional distance. Create a support system of friends or a therapist who can offer perspective and validation as you navigate these challenges. Setting and maintaining boundaries while giving space for growth requires careful balance. Establish clear timelines for yourself regarding relationship progress. If after 3 months of direct communication about emotional needs you see no meaningful change, reassess whether this relationship aligns with your desires for emotional connection. Some partners might respond defensively when you bring up concerns about emotional availability. Address this by approaching conversations during calm moments, not during conflicts. Use I statements to express your experience. "I feel disconnected when our conversations stay surface level, rather than you never open up emotionally." Watch for small signs of progress while maintaining realistic expectations. Positive changes often come gradually. A partner who initially deflects emotional conversations might start with brief moments of vulnerability. Acknowledge and appreciate these steps while continuing to advocate for your emotional needs. If you find yourself making excuses for his emotional distance or minimizing your needs, pause and reflect. Your desire for emotional connection is valid. A relationship that consistently leaves you feeling emotionally unfulfilled deserves honest evaluation. Trust your instincts about whether the relationship offers the depth of connection you seek. Let us explore how to take these insights forward and create lasting positive change in your dating life. The path to recognizing emotional unavailability begins with understanding that these patterns often hide in plain sight. Through careful observation and documentation, you gain the power to identify subtle signals that might otherwise go unnoticed in your relationships. By focusing on consistent behavioral patterns rather than isolated incidents, you create a clearer picture of emotional availability in your relationships. The key lies in noticing how your partner responds to opportunities for deeper connection, whether he deflects emotional conversations or maintains vague commitments about the future. Taking action starts with documenting specific instances where emotional distance occurs. Pay attention to communication patterns, note when emotional topics are redirected, and observe how your emotional needs are received. This awareness allows you to address concerns directly and set clear expectations for emotional engagement in your relationships. Your ability to recognize these patterns serves as a powerful tool for creating healthier relationships. By understanding the subtle signs of emotional unavailability, you protect yourself from investing precious time in connections that cannot meet your emotional needs. This knowledge empowers you to make conscious choices about your relationships and establish boundaries that honor your desire for genuine emotional connection. This is Amanda Collins, because better self-love attracts better love. Find your tribe at betterloveproject.com.